Invest stuff.
Invest, but I guess maybe in gold. Invest in
it's
people.
About $40 for an ounce.
That is a really good price for weed.
I mean, we can talk about that if you want.
What's the name of the song?
Explosivo.
Don't know what it's about, but it's good to go.
What's the name of my girlfriend?
I don't know. It's actually Amy. She's in the back.
Oh.
And I'm Kyle.
Mine's Kate, I guess.
Yours is Kate? Your name is
Kate? My name is Kendrick.
Okay.
Miyamo.
Kendrick.
Kendrick.
My name is Kyle.
Je m'appelle Arseface. When you're French, you have to be more of a douche about it.
Hi, everyone.
We just did some Tenacious D, and that's not one that's on an album, I don't think.
It is.
Which album?
Well, it's on, I can listen to it on Spotify.
Yes, but it wasn't on an album, I don't think. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're wrong. It's okay, though. It's okay. You're allowed.
Oh, no. Explosivo. Oh, I mean, I was thinking of Cosmic Shame.
I've never heard that one.
That one's not on an album. That's only in
the
live show.
Dude,
double check that I'm recording. I thought it was recording, but I'm
Solid Red is Solid Dead.
That's not good. Red Dead Redemption 2 just came out.
Yes, I was gonna say.
Hi, Ball.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a lot of intro stuff there that...
Yeah. Wow!
17
we're doing all of it!
Talk about. Yes. Tenacious D is actually coming out with
a new... Yeah, they
came
back.
...thing. And I had never really listened to Rise of the Phoenix all that much, or whatever CD that was on.
I don't think it was on a CD.
No, there was.
I thought it was, like, a single.
There was, like, a... Whatever CD came after the Pig of Destiny CD. Because there was another album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they have a song called Daddy Ding Dong on it, and it's really dumb, and don't listen to that one, but...
Apparently, I need to go back and dig up my Tenacious D.
That's what I just did, and it was, like, amazing, right? And
I want Tenacious D.
One of the co-workers...
You can have that, Jack Black, if you're listening to this. That's yours now.
You can put it on your phone,
ringtone. You can make that into your own song. MTV's dead, so they don't care.
Well, that's the funniest part, is there was a song on the album about, it's called, like, Hollywood Jack, and basically he talks about how that Jack Black went to Hollywood and, like, forgot about KG, and KG went insane, and then Jack felt bad that he couldn't save him, and it's just, like, this ballad of their adventures at post-Tenacious D in the Pig of Destiny.
That's funny.
It is, and then,
Well, Jack Black got kind of big.
Yeah. He had Tropic Thunder and a bunch of other movies that he was in.
Well, he was in,
Shallow Hal.
Yeah, but then he was in stuff, and all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, Jack Black's like an actor in junk. he's goofball, but he's leveraged that, I think, really well, because he did that new animated series on YouTube, right?
I don't know, which one?
You hear about that? You, if you get a chance, go watch the Hot Ones with Tenacious D.
Okay.
Because they,
That's newer, too.
Yeah, that was in the last couple of weeks, last month. Well, the Titus comes out, 2018.
We better start timestamping the
podcast. Yeah, non-zero chance that this podcast doesn't come out until 2019, just saying.
It's the new year, folks, maybe.
Well,
we're going to predict the future today on Sid Sock.
I don't think that's going to happen.
People have won and lost elections.
We'll probably do another Christmas special.
One of our close friends has gotten a new vehicle of some sort.
Probably true.
I have more or less money than I did before.
Probably less. More board games, though.
No. I'm doing a concerted effort to spend less money.
That's good.
And it's working because, like, I've just been noticing that I'm not having to do things like, you know, take out of my savings monthly.
Yeah, I did that. Cool. I just did that now.
Well, I mean, according to my father, and we're going to talk about my dad's.
Okay.
My dad's, like.
Tenacious D, you're setting that down.
Setting it down. Picking up the daddy issues. You need to have a multitude of ways to save money.
We're stopping. That guy wasn't sure.
Oh, that's so. I was worried that we were gonna like do something like that today, so I turned driveways off on my phone, so it didn't track you driving, and then call me out for doing stupid shit. Do you know what driveways is? It's like the Allstate thing that tracks your driving, so they can give you rewards and shit, and then give you a discount on your insurance if it's good
enough.
That's
on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good idea that you don't have that on while I'm driving, because I drive like a maniac.
Yeah, that's why I turned it off specifically for this.
Okay, good talk.
You should have at least three or four different forms of savings. One would be like an IRA, basically something that you're going to have for long term, right?
Yep. Retirement fund, tax.
One, yeah, like an IRA, tax, 401k.
The kind of thing that gives you tax benefits for not touching it.
Yes.
Yeah.
A short-term investment. Meaning
401ks weren't doing so good this last couple quarters. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I needed to check that because they just sent that stuff out.
It's sad.
Okay, good. a short-term investment, like a more like risky short-term, less money kind of thing.
Yeah.
A savings account, or a savings, a non easily accessible savings account that has up to 6 months of your
a less life. Liquid, but more stable.
Yeah, something that's stable, like an actual savings account or like a money market that has up to 6 months of your savings in it. And then the fourth is dealer's choice. Some people say, or he says, some people like do life insurance, some people do like annuities if they're old enough, blah blah blah. But those are the four pillars of success, according to my father.
Who has successfully retired, right?
Yeah. Which, so, I mean,
in our day and age, it's starting to be less of a foregone conclusion, more of a, mm-hmm. He said, shrugging awkwardly.
So, there you go. You have it.
I can agree with that. I've got a savings account with far less than 6 months of living
money. Yeah, that's where I'm working on right now.
Which I just took some money out to pay for some bills, and then I bought a sword. Because I'm just fundamentally irresponsible.
You know, you're right. Every time I take money out of a savings thing, when I'm paying off a bill or something, I take just a little extra for a little something. Because why not reward yourself for doing exactly what you shouldn't be doing?
Dumb. Yeah. I got the 401k, and I'm doing the employment match. So I got that.
Yeah, maximize your employee match too.
Yeah, it's just money on the table.
Mm-hmm. It's just the low hanging fruit of investments.
But it is true that it's basically free money. Yeah. And that you don't, their contribution, you don't pay taxes on
any
that
of
work.
It.
Yeah, there's like it's literally money that they have to that they offered to pay you, and if you're not putting it in, then you're just not taking money.
You're saying like, no, I'd like to get paid less.
That's fine. I'll take less of a check. And then I've also got that Betterment, which I use for, like, purchases. So yep. I store up money in there and then use that to do large purchases because it's easier to do that than to try and get loans for things like cars mm-hmm. for me. So that I did that one. about this car I'm in right now using my Betterment.
I used my Betterment to put large down payment on my car as well.
Yeah, so that's good for that because it is accessible but not easily because mm-hmm. it takes, like, 2 weeks to get all the fucking money out of it. Yep. But it's not, like, locked up like an annuity or something or a CD where it's like, well, you can't touch that for 10 years. And then I also did, as an experiment a year and a half ago, I did the thing called, or I have a savings account too, but we'll do the one. Oh, yeah. I did an experiment, something called Lending Club. You ever heard of this? Seen this? It's wild.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't investigated it.
So, Lending Club, I did a little bit, and then I threw some money at it, and then immediately needed the money for something like a home renovation or something like that. So, like, okay, oops. But Lending Club is two sides of a coin. On one side, they do loans of varying sizes, personal loans. I think they max out at 10 grand.
Okay, so it's not, like, huge.
So it's, like, loans. It's relatively small loans, you know, like, buy a car, but not like a nice car, or fix your
cover
house,
some debt,
or
yeah, better interest rate.
Consolidate your debt, yeah. So the trick they do is they have a very widespread APR that they offer. So they have, like, on the good side, it's maybe 6 or 7%. So not great, but it's easy to qualify.
It's a hell of a lot better than like credit card.
I think it's better than credit card. On the low end, it is like 30%. So if your credit blows chunks, they'll still lend to you, which is the part that I find interesting. It's not like, no, we won't lend to you. It's more like, we're going to lend to you, but Jesus, we're pretty sure you're not going to pay us back. And that mindset could be considered heartless, sure. But on the other hand, if you are at that point and you are that fucked, would you rather take on horrible APR or be just completely ruined because you do not have the money to pay things, right? So it's like, okay, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily take that, but I could see why at least they're offering it. You don't have to. They're not forcing you to, but at least you have the options. And that's kind
of
cool.
So one half of it is loans.
So that's loans. Okay. On the other half is they don't front the money for that. I do.
You
can go on as a lender, basically. And what you do is you buy, or you invest in notes, individual $20 or $25 chunks of loans. So everybody's loan is made up of a bunch of different people's notes put in. So I think I put a few thousand dollars into there. So say I put, let's just for math's sake, I did $1,000. That is okay. Let's say I put $1,000 in there. Mm. So that was 50 notes. And then it's I had a thing on there. They offer a service where they automatically spread them out for risk, right? Because I'm getting a cut of the interest. Not all of it. They take their cut. But I'm getting a cut of the interest.
And theoretically not losing the money.
Well, and well, I am
that's also... That's your investment is an yes, interest.
Got but it. I'm losing the principal if they don't pay.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm taking the risk. Mm-hmm. So Lending Club has it coming both ways. Props to them. Way to win at the game, I guess. But the
concept... And if you weren't sure, that's basically how most banks work. So if you, you know, didn't really understand how the T accounts or bank T account stuff where a bank takes in money... And they store your money for you, right? That's great. That's really cool.
Great.
But they use that as like collateral for like every loan.
Didn't they change it back. So they were
well, that, it's still that way. But you have the FDIC now, so like everything's insured.
Well, there was
so
a somebody was, doesn't pay back. I thought back that then. Was where the Frank Dodd Act had some. Anyway,
it's the basics, or it was okay.
Anyway, whatever. That's the concept. That's how banks make money. Is it's not from holding your money. It's not from the fees they charge you.
No.
It was for a little bit now, yeah. But originally it was that they hold onto this capital and then they can lend it,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's actually, that's why a run on a bank is a very bad thing.
Yeah.
When everyone pulls all the money out, because then they're like, we actually don't have your money. And then you go back into, what was the movie again? Oh, well, I don't have your money. It's in Frank's house. And what was that? I can't remember the name of the movie.
No.
That old, God, all of our listeners is going to get pissed about this. Sorry, Mom. And Gary and...
We
people.
Have more than one listener now.
Yeah,
so
we
you
do actually
just
have
stop
a couple.
Talking but, like
no,
it's just your mom.
But that's part of the charm, right?
Oh, no, I guess.
Okay, so yeah. Anyway, so well, working it back.
Working it back.
I got to pick the loan rankings my money went to.
So like
A through
pick.
F.
Yeah, okay.
And I could say, oh, I want to put all in A, but I'm not going to make as much money.
Or
but
you
it's
could
low
feel
risk.
Really selfless and do like F and be like,
oh,
I'm
you
giving
F,
people a good
and,
chance
well,
to get
but,
it back.
But you also, they're my default. And so I spread and, you know, did some Fs and some As and lots of Bs and Cs and Ds, right? I don't think there was an E. But, like, in there, and it's happened, you know, you can go and look at it, two of my F notes defaulted, so I lost $20, or $40. Gone, right? They just defaulted on the loan, didn't pay it, went to collections, they never got the money.
Mm.
Like, so they probably went bankrupt or something terrible. I don't get to know the names of people, I just get kind of like a...
Well, you don't want you to, like, hunt them down.
Right, yeah, you don't get, like, details, you just get a rough idea, and it's sometimes the purpose of the loan.
That's cool.
Can so you like decide debt consolidation,
loan by loan, if you want to?
If you really want, you can go note by note and do that. Mm-hmm. But then my other ones are all performing rather well, and so most of their loans are 72 month, or the longest 72. The most of them are just 36.
Okay, so months. They have like you know. Okay.
So they're fairly short, and so I did this 2 years ago, and I'm starting to get all my money back now. There's a trick where you can have it reinvest as you go,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted the money back because I needed it.
You
for
want
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All told,
that's pretty
half
cool.
Decent payout. The concept is sound. The interest rates aren't as good as some places you can get other places, but I got the impression that they were a little more forgiving. Like, yeah, your credit kind of sucks, but we'll still lend to you just with this shittier interest rate.
Well, and the interest rates are our profit, so you kind of it's more more private than a bank. Not really, but like in the ideas of like, yeah, you're coming to LendingTree knowing that the people that you're paying interest on the loans
yeah,
for
I
are going to be.
I don't think they're FDIC.
Yeah, so
I think that's the trick. That's part of the trick is like it's not. Like, I lost my money in it.
I'm okay still.
Yeah. For 10 and the point is I spread it that so that I didn't have that much.
That's kind of cool. Let me look into that. Cause
I would recommend it if you have some cash to put in there.
Interesting.
Because it is very not liquid. You can, there's a secondary market. You can actually sell your notes off to other people at reduced rates if you need to liquidate.
Interesting. So how do you get your money out?
They connected your bank account. So they just
so how do you get your investment out? Your, like, initial seed? Like, can you get the, like, two grand you put in out for real at the same price?
Well, if I sell the notes, no, probably not, because people are buying them at reduced value.
But it's quicker.
Yeah.
Okay, got
so
it.
So there's, like, so the secondary market is the same way, like, a lot of stuff where you
but you don't have to
it.
Use that. You can
no,
just
no,
wait the 2 or 3
wait,
months
you
or
can
whatever.
Wait for the term.
Okay.
The 2 years to get your money back. Or one of them paid off completely in a month. Like, I don't know what his
trick so you
was.
Have to wait till the note is paid off, and then after that you
so
can say, I want to pull
well,
the note
so
out.
So I get the money back as they pay it. So, like, I got a dollar from this guy, a dollar from this guy, a dollar from this guy. So, it's amortized that way. So, you are getting all the money that they're paying in back, minus their fees, which always were less than the interest rate. So, I was ahead of the game.
Well, that would
even
be shitty
with,
if it wasn't.
Yeah, even with the two defaulted loans.
Bong.
There's an empty water bottle back there.
Sweet.
Even with the defaulted loans, I made money. I'm making money. Even still, like, I'm probably a couple $100 and I could withdraw right now.
Yeah.
I might want to, actually. But, neat system and all. It's got some shortcomings. Like I said, they're not the most competitive industries in the world because they're not big enough to get away with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They are fairly forgiving, as far as I understand. It's kind of a neat interface. I think there's a minimum amount you have to put in to get the auto dispersal thing, where, like, or no, not the auto reinvestment, the auto spread. Otherwise, you have to pick them all yourself and take some time. But the other thing that's kind of neat, and this is something I'm sorry to hijack. This is the financial podcast, but this is something that actually really interested me. They sent me an email. A couple people did this, but this is the first one that I got. You know, some of the hurricanes that have been coming through the last part of 2018, whatever the fuck you're listening to this in, Michael or whatever it is, the last one, and before that was somebody else, whatever.
Something that starts with an L?
Presumably. Latrine.
Oh, and, that's why it was so shitty.
You're
welcome, Amy.
They sent an email saying that how they were going to handle loan repayment of people who were affected. And I have to remember exactly what they did, but basically they said, let us know, because we don't know who was affected and who wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not, like, this company fucking credit report. What they did was they would freeze your payments. So you wouldn't be dinged for late fees for 90 days.
That's pretty sweet.
And they would not report, if you were already in arrear or late behind in payments, they'd freeze that and not report to your credit bureau for 90 days.
Oh, okay.
So basically they gave everybody a chance,
yeah.
I know, even if you're not doing great, even if you're not our straw customer, if you just had your house knocked down and you were behind on these payments, we're not going to kick you in the dick over this. We're going to give you a little bit of time
That's
to get your shit together.
Actually.
Yeah, I thought that was really sweet of them.
How many companies do that?
I saw a couple come through. Mostly it was Lending Club, and I think one of the Rocket Mortgages, or Quicken, the one that I have my mortgage through, did a similar thing, but not quite as cool. I thought it was kind of nice. I was like, hey, I mean, yes, you owe us money. We make our money off of you not paying on time and stuff, but, like, your house is gone, so maybe we'll chillax a little, and you could just pay us, like, later? Yeah. Is that cool? We cool?
So I was trying out Acorns for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, for, like, 3 weeks. But so I thought it would be cool, because the idea with Acorns is that you spend money on a card or a linked bank account, and it rounds up for you. Like, it rounds up to the nearest cent, mm-hmm. or the nearest 50 cents, or nearest dollar. You can choose what you want it to round up to, right? But, like, the main issue with that is that I had with it is that it doesn't really facilitate trying to budget and spend money, because none of your transactions match. Because everything is, like, weirdly invested in a certain way, where every transaction gets evaluated and then rounded up, as opposed to each one getting rounded up. So your bank account doesn't see the Acorn stuff right away.
Mm.
It's like, I don't know. And it ended up being something like, if you do the math on it, Acorns makes you, like, no money. Because you're doing, like, 50 cents or a dollar every transaction. And especially if you end up trying to not spend so much.
You're not saving as much.
Yeah, you're not investing as much.
You're linking it to the wrong behavior.
Yeah. And that's kind of, like, where the downfall of the whole thing is that... I think basically you'd want it if you had a business card and travel a lot. Mm-hmm. If you had your own business, then you use the card to do, like, everything. Or if you are just kind of the kind of person that just buys stuff all the time, like, doesn't grocery shop in bulk, grocery shops, like, every
Once
day. Yeah. If you do that kind of behavior, maybe live in a big city where, like,
you can kind of do that,
it works, but... It just ended up being something where I was like, why did I put money into this, but I'm just going to take it out, because, like, there's no reason.
I think if you really want a savings thing, the best is an automatic deposit system.
Yep, that's
what
I
have. That is as close to your payment day, your paycheck date, as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I do it, and that's how it keeps me...
And that's how Dad did it. And that's how America does it.
It's just the smartest way, because then you never see the money.
Yeah. Amy, any financial tips for our listeners? Invest in cat videos.
No, invest in gold.
Gold.
Cheap. Sell high.
Not bad. How's gold doing right now?
I don't fucking know.
She's giving you sound advice. Don't ask questions.
Gold used to be really good, but it was kind of it had leveled out for a little while there, and I don't know where it's at right now. So, which is unsettling. Gold's supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, the gold, the most and stuff.
So,
quantity theory of gold.
So we'll have to come back to THD next week.
It was a bit intro, okay?
I know.
You just want to talk about Tenacious D's like butthole.
Hey, they have
collective.
Okay. Well, get the hot ones though with them.
Oh yeah.
Haven't seen it yet. It's both of them.
Just link it in the fucking thing.
I will in 2019 when this is out.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep.
Go watch Hot Ones.
Yep. Bye bye.
Invest stuff.
Invest, but I guess maybe in gold. Invest in
it's
people.
About $40 for an ounce.
That is a really good price for weed.